Florida has one of the strictest rules in the country for lobbyist gift giving, an absolute blanket ban. It also has one of the toughest laws for campaign contributions, a $500 limit. And yet there is a contradiction that everyone in Tallahassee seems to know about.
Here's the biggest one. A lobbyist cannot buy me dinner.
No gifts, no anything.
You can't even take a bottle of water.
Not a cup of coffee for our local legislators.
As a legislator, you can't even buy me a cup of coffee.
Cup of coffee.
Cup of coffee.
Cup of coffee. But I can sit across the table from him and slide across a $20,000
check. $25,000
check.
$50,000 check.
$100,000 from somebody for what we call a CCE.
A Committee of Continuous Existence, or a CCE, is a soft money account that legislators can use for political polling, consulting, and even traveling. Despite the gift ban, despite the campaign finance limit, a lobbyist, a corporation, or anybody can put as much money as they want into a CCE. A WLRN Miami Herald analysis shows that last year, lawmakers took more than $5.7 million into their soft money accounts.
It just seems like it's nothing more than donors paying to play.
Susan McManus teaches state politics at the University of South Florida. She says the amount of money going into CCEs makes average citizens wonder if their voices even matter.
It just makes the anger level escalate and people seeing it as government for sale.
It is illegal to exchange money for votes, but lobbyists and legislators say that's not what contributions to CCEs do. They say the donations open doors and buy access. Jack Corey is a lobbyist whose clients include the National Greyhound Association and the Daily Business Review.
You support those people that philosophically support your issues or your clients' issues, but there is never a quid pro. I will not go visit a candidate and talk about an issue and deliver a check. When you're delivering checks, you're delivering that as a thank you for the past, not for the future and not for issues to be discussed.
David Ramba, another major lobbyist in Tallahassee, agrees. His client, AT&T, dumped more than $50,000 into lawmakers' CCEs last year. Though Ramba is confident CCEs don't corrupt the process, he does admit that as soon as the legislative session lets out, lawmakers start calling his office.
And we know what they want. You know, we finally just ask, what's the fundraiser? There are very numerous aggressive fundraisers that say, well, session's over. It's time to raise money. You had a good session. What can you do for me?
I think that everybody is swayed by the huge contributions.
Mike Bennett is a Senate Republican from Bradenton.
I think a lot of people's votes are swayed that way. I absolutely do. I would like to think that I'm, quote, the exception, but in order to do that, you just about would have to be lying to yourself, and I don't do that very well.
Bennett has two CCEs that took in more than $150,000 in contributions last year. He says his motto has always been, I take money from everybody, and I'm beholden to nobody. I guess the I take coffee from nobody part goes without saying at this point.
Cup of coffee.
Cup of coffee.
Cup of coffee.
Cup of coffee.
Cup of coffee. I'm Kenny Malone in Miami.